I'm Gary Crowley, talking you through the whole catalogue of the 13 Beatles albums, and I'm loving it. Next, the White Album. Is it a follow-up to Pepper? Perhaps the public and the record company saw it as that, but not the Beatles. Ringo first.
Sgt. Pepper did its thing. It was the album of the decade, of the century maybe. It was very innovative, great songs, glad I was on it. But the White Album, we ended up being more of a band again. And that's what I always love. I love being in a band.
I wasn't interested in following up Sgt. Pepper. And I don't know whether the others were or not, but I know that what I was going for was to forget about Sgt. Pepper. You know, that was Sgt. Pepper, and that's all right, fine, it's over. And just get back to basic music.
Helter Skelter was just a track we did in total madness and hysterics in the studio. You know, sometimes you just have to shake out the jams.
We just tried to get it louder. Guitars, can we have them sound louder? The drums louder. And that was really all I wanted to do, make a very loud, raunchy rock and roll record with the Beatles, which it is. We did it so long and so often that on the end of it, Ringo did have blisters.
I got blisters on my fingers! When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop. You